Sunjai, we need to find a table for me to put my coffee on, because I can't, look, I can't fit it. Alright, anyways, welcome to the Dustin Dancer podcast. This will be our sixth or seventh one, and today we got some interesting topics. Okay, so, first thing I'd like to bring up is my voice. You know, for some reason, when you hear your voice, inside your head, it sounds a lot beefier and bassier, but when you hear it recorded, it sounds like a little bitch's voice. So the other day I was playing my podcast, and I was listening to my voice, and it was just gross. I was like, do I sound like that? Do I actually freaking sound like that? It's a weird little phenomenon that you know, in your head, you sound a lot more masculine, and, you know? But when it comes out and you hear it from your outer ear, it's just freaking, it's disgusting to me. I wish there was some sort of surgery I could do to make my voice, like, manlier, a little bit bassier, you know? The other day, my Ava, which is my grandma, was watching the podcast, and Sunjai brought up a good point. And he was like, you know, your grandma's probably going to be a little upset about the, some of the material you cover. And then I started thinking about all the advice questions I answered to swingers, all the people talking about, you know, STDs and sex questions, and I started freaking out. And I went to go see her the other day, and she was actually really proud of me for some reason. The only thing she had to say about it being a little inappropriate was she went through all 50 minutes of my longest podcast and counted how many times I said the F word. And she was like, honey, you said the F word 7 times. But other than that, it was very polished. And, you know, it felt good. It felt good because Maya Va is not somebody to bullshit you. She's not going to tell you a compliment that's not correct. You know, and which is a good thing. One of the questions, this heavy metal song by Disturbed, and I realized that it went perfectly as a reggae cover. And I was just listening to it, and it was Down With The Sickness, and I was like, they need to get a Jamaican dude to, you know, go like, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. It would just sound super sick. You'd see it in a different light. I mean, listen. Just listen to what I mean. Get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. It would be a perfect reggae cover, man. And how many times have a reggae person covered a heavy metal song before? Normally I'm dressed up, looking good, got my collared shirt on, swagged out, thugged out, but today I'm just wearing my pastel green t-shirt and my hat because it's laundry day. And I didn't even have any clean clothes to wear. You know, I've been letting my girlfriend cook my meals and do my laundry for so long that I've become like those birds that live around McDonald's that don't know how to get their own freaking food. They're used to people throwing french fries and breadcrumbs at them, that they just become these giant diabetic birds that don't know how to find shit on their own. And if that McDonald's closed, they'd be screwed. So I threw in my laundry and I realized that I didn't have a stitch of clean clothes. And I promised you guys 2 podcasts a week, so I didn't know what to do, really. You know? Anyways, so one of you guys out there that's a fellow musician, I'd really like you to think about doing the Down With The Sickness reggae version, you know? Will you give them to me? Seems like left on my goodness side. That would be so awesome, man. It'd be so awesome. And anyways, you know, I'm pretty short. I'm only 5'5", And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I wear big shoes just to push that up almost an inch. I'll wear boots or something, and I will not let my girlfriend wear high heels, because, you know, standing together with no shoes on, we're the same size. She throws high heels on, she's a good 2 inches taller than me. And I just do not let that shit happen. I will not be punked out. I feel like if I was the dictator of a country, I would be one of those guys that went crazy and killed everybody that was more than an inch taller than me. And just been like, you know, have giant lines of all the men being measured and stuff. And if you ever made me feel short, I would like cut you off at the knees and build these little shoes that you had to walk around on your knee stumps all the time. I've been watching this podcast called The Fresh Out Podcast. My producer Sanjay turned me on to it. And basically it is run by this guy Big Herc. He was a guy that got busted for armed robbery and did some time in federal prison. And now he basically talks to young people and runs this channel where he tries to keep people on the up and up and out of trouble. But I'm not going to lie, there are some badass stories in there. Because I'm the kind of guy that has a super powerful, morbid curiosity. And they got this guy, they call him Badger. He's a white dude, big old white dude with a... He looks like that guy from... What is his name? Thanos. Yeah, he looks like that guy. Scary looking dude. And he'll come on and tell stories about prison. And he was telling this story about this guy, this black dude in prison, whose name was Killa, and came in and was just running his mouth. And the people in his racial group didn't appreciate that, so they, like six of these guys, stuffed his face into a pillow and raped him. And then when all of them were done doing that, they climbed to the top bunk and jumped on his head. Until, like, his brains came out of his ears. Yeah, man, I would not ever want to go to prison. And, you know, I just think it's wrong that we let people go in there and get raped. Like, if you're a kiddie diddler or a rapist yourself, they should send them to their own sex pervert jail where that kind of stuff happens. But other than that, there's not anything you can do that deserves you to be getting raped over and over. It's not right. Anyways, I'd like to encourage you guys to go check it out. It's called the Fresh Out series, Fresh Out Podcast. It's super cool. I like it a lot. I personally never really got in much trouble myself. I think when I was 14, I got busted for taking one of these Starbucks pre-bottled drinks, and I didn't pay for it, and my friend narked me out to the cops about it, and I had to do a little bit of probation. It was like, I had to pay restitution and stuff like that for like $2. But I have this friend who, he's an amazing artist, super eccentric, not going to tell his name, so you creepos out there don't freaking stalk him. But when he was 14, maybe even 13, he was just this little-looking dude, real high-pitched voice, didn't really go through puberty yet. And he was such a talented artist, he made these fake $20 and $50 bills and went to the student store and bought a bunch of shit. And then he got the change back and was able to have real money in exchange for that. So after a couple of months, they were going through and they realized that they had been given a bunch of counterfeit bills. And they went through the school security camera and found him giving it to them. And the Secret Service actually came like months later investigating it and, you know, trying to get to the bottom of some counterfeiting ring. And it turns out some 13-year-old, 14-year-old kid was the guy printing these up like it was freaking Monopoly money or something. And it was so good that it actually fooled the people, and he was able to get a couple $100 out of it. Yeah, but that was some serious trouble, man. Like, if you get busted for that, especially as an adult, you're screwed. You're going to federal prison for, what, like 10 years? Sanjay, look up how long counterfeit, how long you go to prison for counterfeiting money. I'll look it up while you're doing it. I don't see anything. What? 20 freaking years? Yeah, 20 years in prison. So if you go out, you counterfeit some money and pass it around, you don't even have to pass it around. You can do 20 years in federal prison. That's your whole life, man. That's a scary idea. And, you know, this kid was not even 20 years old, and he's out there making real counterfeit money and shit. I guess that's an oxymoron, real counterfeit money. But that's crazy. Yeah, being short is not an easy thing if you're a guy, especially. But a lot of times it either turns you into a dickhead or into a super tough guy. Because you remember that guy, Bushwick Bill? He was that little person in Ghetto Boys. That dude was the scariest looking little person ever. He was just like this super, super ripped, super jacked little person. And I think he had like one eye and like dreadlocks. And yeah, dude, he was like just a scary looking guy. And that dude was tough. He was probably the toughest dude in the Ghetto Boys. And I guess you gotta be tough like that, or you gotta turn into a total asshole when you're little like that, you know? Especially in the ghetto, you know? I've been watching this podcast called The Fresh Out Podcast. My producer, Sanjay, turned me on to it. And basically, it is run by this guy, Big Herc. He, was a guy that got busted for armed robbery and did some time in federal prison. And now he basically talks to young people and runs this channel where he tries to keep people on the up and up and out of trouble. But I'm not going to lie, there are some badass stories in there. Because I'm the kind of guy that has a super powerful, morbid curiosity. And they got this guy, they call him Badger. He's a white dude, big old white dude with a... He looks like that guy from... What is his name? Thanos. Yeah, he looks like that guy. Scary looking dude. And he'll come on and tell stories about prison. And he was telling this story about this guy, this black dude in prison, whose name was Killa, and came in and was just running his mouth. And the people in his racial group didn't appreciate that. So they, like six of these guys, stuffed his face into a pillow and raped him. And then when all of them were done doing that, they climbed to the top bunk and jumped on his head until, like, his brains came out of his ears. Yeah, man, I would not ever want to go to prison. And, you know, I just think it's wrong that we let people go in there and get raped. Like, if you're a kiddie diddler or a rapist yourself, they should send them to their own sex pervert jail, where that kind of stuff happens. But other than that, there's not anything you can do that deserves you to be getting raped over and over. It's not right. Anyways, I'd like to encourage you guys to go check it out. It's called the Fresh Out series, Fresh Out Podcast. It's super cool. I like it a lot. I personally never really got in much trouble myself. I think when I was 14, I got busted for taking one of these Starbucks pre-bottled drinks, and I didn't pay for it, and my friend narked me out to the cops about it, and I had to do a little bit of probation. It was like, I had to pay restitution and stuff like that for like $2. But I have this friend who, he's an amazing artist, super eccentric, not going to tell his name, so you creepos out there don't freaking stalk him. But when he was 14, maybe even 13, he was just this little looking dude, real high-pitched voice, didn't really go through puberty yet, And he was such a talented artist. He made these fake $20 and $50 bills and went to the student store and bought a bunch of shit. And then he got the change back and was able to have real money in exchange for that. So after a couple of months, they were going through and they realized that they had been given a bunch of counterfeit bills. And they went through the school security camera and found him giving it to them. And the Secret Service actually came like months later investigating it and, you know, trying to get to the bottom of some counterfeiting ring. And it turns out some 13-year-old, 14-year-old kid was the guy printing these up like it was freaking Monopoly money or something. And it was so good that it actually fooled the people, and he was able to get a couple hundred bucks out of it. Yeah, but that was some serious trouble, man. Like, if you get busted for that, especially as an adult, you're screwed. You're going to federal prison for, what, like 10 years? Sanjay, look up how long you go to prison for counterfeiting money. I'll look it up while you're doing it. I don't see anything. What? 20 freaking years? Yeah, 20 years in prison. So if you go out, you counterfeit some money and pass it around, you don't even have to pass it around. You can do 20 years in federal prison. That's your whole life, man. That's a scary idea. And, you know, this kid was not even 20 years old, and he's out there making real counterfeit money and shit. I guess that's an oxymoron, real counterfeit money. But that's crazy. Yeah, being short is not an easy thing if you're a guy, especially. But a lot of times it either turns you into a dickhead or into a super tough guy. Because you remember that guy, Bushwick Bill? He was that little person in Ghetto Boys? That dude was the scariest looking little person ever. He was just like this super ripped, super jacked little person. And I think he had like one eye and like dreadlocks. And yeah, dude, he was like just a scary looking guy. And that dude was tough. He was probably the toughest dude in the Ghetto Boys. And I guess you gotta be tough like that, or you gotta turn into a total asshole when you're little like that, you know? Especially in the ghetto. I've been reading this book by this guy called Stephen Covey. You've probably heard of it. He wrote a couple of books. He's like a psychologist or something. And he has this book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And it's just a super good book. And basically it teaches you like the mindset you need to be a successful person. And he talks about people being super, you know, codependent on other people. And he says there's these three levels of maturity where, first, you're dependent, you're born dependent, and you rely on other people, but then you need to become independent and, you know, get your happiness and sustenance and fulfillment from yourself. And then that's not the last stage. After that, you want to become interdependent, which is where you don't rely on other people for your basic needs, but you work with other people so their strengths can complement you. And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot that I want to get done. And I don't want to be somebody like that, you know, is super dependent. I want to get to the point where I'm super independent. And, you know, it's like they say, you need to learn to be a servant before you can be a leader, man. You really do. So I've been watching Game of Thrones a lot lately, and it's been giving me weird freaking dreams. Like, I've been having these weird sex dreams and super violent dreams. And, you know, at night when I'm not reading, I'll watch like 2 or 3 episodes. They're like an hour long, and yeah, man, it's just freaking a brutal show. There's a lot of, you know, murder, a lot of incest for some reason, which really grosses me out, and a lot of, like, rape and torture. But I was thinking, how crazy would it be to live in those times? Like, those olden times where there were knights and kings and queens and shit. And, like, what kind of person would you have to be? And that was most of our history, were those brutal-ass times where you had to be a monster or a freaking sociopath just to survive. And then you think that that's all of our ancestors for thousands of years. Thousands and thousands of years of just these people that all they did is kill and have sex and conquer and steal and just, you know, brutal people. And then we have these things like school shootings and random shootings, and we wonder why, but it's like for almost 99% of our history, we were these killing machines, these killing fucking eating machines. And yeah, that's really crazy to me to think that all of our ancestors were basically like Game of Thrones dudes, you know? Okay, our next question comes from Dead Shopping Mall, and they ask, struggling with I have it worse than you mentality, does anybody else feel defensive when they hear other people talk about their anxiety, depression, particularly if you think they have things that you don't? How do I stop feeling this way? I know it's not a competition, but I think being a victim or whatever is a huge part of my identity, so I get defensive. You know, my late great grandpa gave me some of the best advice I ever got, where he told me to not be a victim. And I think that being a victim in our culture is just super, super common. You know, everything on the news is some outrage scandal or some people that are perceived to be marginalized. And I think it's really devolving our species. You know, you need to be a warrior. And you gotta think about, you have this lineage, if you're a human being, of these people that have survived outrageous, freaking terrible circumstances. And you have that in you. So you need to cultivate the strength within inside you. And you need the strength inside you. And you need to stop blaming other people for your shit. And you need to realize it's not a freaking competition. Not everything is a fucking competition, guys. You don't need to prove that you're the best or that you have it the worst. Or you're not at some place in your life because of some circumstances. You know, that's the best advice I could give to that, you know? I mean, look at Sanjay. He's a freaking slumdog from India. No offense, man. But he doesn't feel sorry for himself. He came over here, when he was, you know, 16, 17. He had already learned English, you know, studied super hard in school, got a degree. And now he's the producer of one of the best podcasts on the internet. And he didn't get to that point in his life by, you know, feeling sorry for himself. So that's something you guys need to think about. Anyways, I'm going to close up the podcast for today. And I would like to encourage you guys to hit the subscribe button. Go check out the Fresh Out podcast. And, yeah, go ahead, like and share the video, and I'll hit you guys with another one by the end of the week. Alright, everybody, thank you so much for, watching. I love you, America. By the way, go ahead and email your questions to the DustinDancerPodcast@gmail.com, or submit it to our subreddit, Ask Dustin Danzer. All right, so thank you, America. I love you, America, and thank you for watching. America.